need for serious effort. Some yogis lack serious effort because their faith is weak, and as a result, they do not develop concentration and cannot describe the distinction between nama and rupa. Although they practice meditation for 1 or 2 months, they do not have any unusual experience, and so they are skeptical about the reported experience of other yogis. Their attitude is of a piece with the empiricism of modern age. But they should take into account their failure to meditate seriously. One who is not serious about a thing cannot have any unusual experience that the thing promises. Moreover, it makes little sense to insist in every case that only seeing is believing. Telescopes make visible those things which one cannot see with the naked eye. We have to believe what some people say about some parts of the world that they have visited, but which will forever remain merely geographical names for us. Accounts of man's landing on the moon have to be accepted, although it is impossible for us to go there. The nature of spiritual experience is very subtle. One may not have it for want of intellectual basis or of adequate effort. Failure to have the experience may be due to karma, karmic result, vipaka, unwholesome tendencies, vitikama, or beliefs opposed to Arya path, Aryupavada. But it is to be attributed largely to lack of effort and non-attainment of concentration. But the yogis who thus fail to have experience are not more than 2%. This failure is damaging to their already poor faith, and so it would have been better if they had never taken up meditation. Those who meditate seriously are assured of unusual experience. First-hand reports by some yogis are very clear, and such yogis are to be found among monks, men and women, both young and old. Some are just 11 or 12 years old and have never studied the scriptures, but their report is explicit, clear-cut, and in accordance with the Pali texts. It sounds credible to those who have not had the experience, and it is indeed an inspiration to those who wish to follow their example. If thus inspired, a yogi practices mindfulness, he will soon attain the Udayapaya Jnana that leads to the path and its fruition. Invitation by the Buddha. Let a sincere, straightforward person come to me and practice the Dharma in accordance with my teaching. I assure him of arahatship at most within 7 years, or at least within 7 days. Thus the Lord boldly invites everyone to give his teaching a trial. In the Bodhi Raja Kumara Sutta, the Buddha even promises that those who receive instruction in the evening and practice will have the unusual experience in the next morning, while those who receive instruction in the morning and practice will have the experience in the evening. True to this teaching, the wise and sincere disciples of the Buddha had the experience. They became arahats or aryas at the anagami stage, within at most 7 years or at least 7 days. Those who had the experience within 7 years or 7 days were, says the commentary on Satipatthana Sutta, middle-class people among the well-guided disciples, Neya Pugala. The higher disciples did have the experience in 1 day or 1 night, as proclaimed by the Buddha. The rarity of enlightenment within a week. So far as we know, nowadays it is very hard to find a disciple who had the transcendent experience within a week, let alone one who had it within a day or a night. Some teachers claim to be able to give such instructions, as will ensure unusual insight at one sitting. We welcome their claim, if there is any basis for it. Some even say that one can have insight knowledge merely by hearing their sermon and knowing the truth, thus making further effort unnecessary. This may be gratifying to lazy people. We must not forget, however, the fact that even the Buddha himself enjoined the practice of the Dhamma on guided Naya disciples who could not have the insight by hearing his discourses.